News about our national sport, cricket.
Our national sport's footy.
It's basketball.
Gymnastics.
Aussie rules.
Golf.
MMA. Bingo.
Cane toad racing.
Tab. We're on.
You win some.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Victorian Form Preview. Cranbourne on this Friday evening. And Mark Hunter's the one to find us the winners. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Michael, I'm well, thank you.
You found us an early winner on day one of the bull from the early form that you've had a look at as well?
Well, the fields have come out, so you're holding up my preparation. No questions about Cranbourne, please.
Let's get straight into it then. There are important winners to be found next week, but let's get the winners tonight. The first race is for the two-year-olds. Scratchings here take out 6 and 8. Angel Capital, first starter, Jay Carr, heading to Cranbourne for Clinton McDonald, $2.90. Highness is at $4.40, and Dream Rider, $6.50.
Yeah, Angel Capital went around the recent trial. It was third behind Growing Empire, who we've seen win at the Valley and is favourite over there in Adelaide tomorrow. And it trialled well. They both come down the outside. Angel Capital looks like it'll be very strong at the 1,000 to beat number one, Almighty Jab, who's obviously making its debut. I thought a recent trial at Pakenham was solid. 10, Heinous. It's raced form. You've had excuses. Its recent trials have been okay, and 7, Sociable, who just looks a bit keen but looks to have ability. Thought 2 was the one to beat. 2, 1, 10, and 7.
2, 1, 10, and 7 in the first race. 2 over 1,400 metres. Few scratchings here. Take out 1, 6, 8, 11, and 15. Favourite at even money, Night People. $4 for Beer Rouge. $4.20 for One Day On. And then you're out to $6 for Edwards. Who's on top here?
Beer Rouge, number 10. I think it's got the best form. Ran fourth in that Etincelle Maiden at Sandown. Got back and got through the line pretty well. Jumps to 1,400 metres. Fitter for 2 runs. I thought it was the one to beat here, to beat number 4, Night People, whose form's okay. Recent trial was okay. It seems short enough odds. Then the Moody Coleman pair. Hard to tell off their trials. Number 5, One Day On. Drawn 1 and probably trialled a bit better than number 2, Edwards. And then the race falls right away. So 10 to beat 4 for me, 10, 4, 5 and 2.
10, 4, 5 and 2. Race 3 over 15.50. Take out the 3. This is the shorty, Nakoa. It's at $1.40. Aspinado, $5. $6, Kung Fu Kisses.
It should just win. It's Chase Time Zombie Missile, which is good form. It was making ground on that horse, the line. This is much, much weaker. You'd be surprised if it doesn't win, but big deal at the price. I thought the stablemate, number 9, would run a place. Number 9, Kung Fu Kisses. It got back, never likely, but kept going quite well through the line. In a weak race, I reckon it can get into the minor money. 4, Winged, was just fair last time, but draws for a good run. And 8, Aspinado, who was a well-beaten third last start, has got a place chance. 6 should win. I thought 9 would run a place. 6, 9, 4 and 8.
6, 9, 4 and 8. Race 4, 25-20. Take out 7. Affluential is at $3. Sergeant Maver's $3.20, and Cracker Corn is at $4.60.
I think it'll win tonight, Affluential, and I think it'll. This is one that you could probably assume it's entered for the bull. It won a Pakenham Maiden Hurdle the other day, and it jumps well. So that's one for you for the bull. It was just plodding around on the flat in distance races and didn't look to have much of a desire to win. It was whacking out a cane to a place. Then they put it over the jumps at Pakenham last time. Gave Dubai Moon a good start over the last jump and just reeled it in. So I reckon the jumping switched it on. It'll stay the trip strongly. It's hard. It's fit. And I think it'll win tonight to beat number 5, Cara Caron, who's whacked away okay. Has to run the 2,500 metres. 4, Sergeant Mavers will give you a good sight from gate 1. And 2, Clyde Bank Robber, who's always around the mark without winning. But I thought 1 would win here. 1, 5, 4 and 2.
1, 5, 4 and 2. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie, 2,520 metres. Take out 3. Upwards is the $2.60 favourite. Howl and Rain, $3.50. Brugs is at $6 and Dandruff, $6.50.
It should win. Second to Samuel Langhorne, reads pretty well and is just beaten there. Since they're riding it a bit quieter, it's got stronger. So I think it'll win to beat number 1, Dodgy Wonder. I thought, just want to put the pressure on a bit far out there last time. It's racing consistently. 5, Cool Veet. It ran well last start. Same sort of race. It got a chance. And I tossed up out of the two maiden winners here, 6 and 8. I've gone with number 8, Hail and Rain, who beat an awful field last time, but has always shown staying promise. But this is a harder race. 4 should win. 4, 1, 5, and 8.
4, 1, 5, and 8. Race number 6, 1,400 metres, 64. Take out 2. Shoeless, $3.90. Lady Adelaide, $4.20. Lightning Flash, $5. And the Negotiator, 7.
I like the Negotiator, but since they've been riding it quietly over 1,400 metres, it's found its form. It did finish 10th at Caulfield last time, but got a long way back and wasn't beaten far, only 4.5 lengths in a much harder race. So it will need luck for Zach Spain. You imagine it'd be well back on the rails. But gee, it's a much easier race here than Caulfield to beat number 12, Missile Meg, who's down there on 52 kilos after the claim. It's flying since joining EJ and good win last time. 8, Shoeless. It'll be up on the speed. It'll be fitter for that first up run. And then 6, Lady Adelaide, who's coming off a break. Very consistent, but has its limitations. 3 will need luck. 3, 12, 8 and 6.
3, 12, 8 and 6 in the 6. Race number 7's a benchmark 64 over the 1,000. Take out 5, 6 and 3. The favourite here, equal favourite, Rubicon Crossing and Holy Tycoon at $4. Pure Rain, $4.40. And then Tornado's Sisters at $7.50.
Yeah, 2 and 9 for me. I think number 2, Rubicon Crossing, fitter for one run back where didn't have much luck, covered a bit of ground and kept on chasing and will be fitter. Gets that 3 kilo claim again here to beat number 9, Pure Rain, who comes through the Here Comes the Star race, who we saw run well at Flemington, and Manchell will probably win at Ballarat Sunday. So I think that's a pretty good form race Pure Rain comes out of. It's the danger. 10, Talk of Dakota, is going okay, gets a good run from the draw. And 4, Holy Tycoon, who won well last time. 2, 9, 10, and 4.
And then the last of 8 jumps at 8:45. It's a 64 over 1,200. Take out 7, 9, 10, 12. Favourite, The Open, $3.50. Escutori is at $5 and Bria at $5 as well.
I like The Open. I reckon it'll win. It's a horse that ran third behind Hey Fat Cat last time we saw it run. It's come back from that break, trialling really well. Its most recent trial, just smoking down the outside. It'll be drawn to be sitting off the fence by now. The pace looks okay for it. Just should be in the perfect spot here to beat number 2, King's Taj, who could be tracking into the race from off midfield. Looks to be trialling nicely. 5, I Am Caviar. Got a chance, better suited here. And 6, Super Set, who's got speed, will push forward, but will need the fence to be okay. 8, 2, 5 and 6.
8, 2, 5 and 6. Give us the best plays tonight.
The best race, race 8, number 8, The Open. The value, whilst it's relatively short, I still think it's odds. Race 4, number 1, Affluential. The quaddy, first leg, 4, 1 and 5. Second leg, 3, 12, 8 and 6. Third leg, 2 and 9. And last leg, number 8, 1 out. And I'm playing a 3-horse all-up for the win for the night. Race 3, number 6, Nakawa. Race 4, number 1, Affluential. And race 8, number 8, The Open.
Sounds good, Mark. We'll listen to you tomorrow morning on the Punters panel. Get back to that bull form.
Thanks, Michael.
Mark Hunter joining us there.